Canada's Waking Up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star Winner 2.5.
If you asked me about my parenting technique, I would tell you I am a proponent of the scared straight method of parenting. To the point that sometimes I probably take things to an extreme, but sometimes I think it's necessary. You know, I had to have a discussion with the kids about putting seatbelts on in the car. Obviously, you know, Rory, I mean, he's only four, so I'm doing him. But I pick the girls up from school, and me and her little buddy, I look in my rearview mirror, don't have their seatbelts on. And I said...
So I crashed the car.
I slammed on the brakes a little. I gave the brakes an extra nudge, which was really just my normal late braking.
Sure,
but regardless,
right.
Okay. Yeah. And I said, now, if we were really in an accident, what would probably happen here is... Paulina would have probably gone straight through the windshield, you know. Mia, I don't know, you might have hit to this seat next to me first, which probably would have crushed some bones. And then you still may have been thrusted through the windshield along with Paulina. You end up laying in the street. I mean, I went on like this.
Yeah, so you painted a grim scene.
A very grim scene. I did the same thing about wearing bike helmets when Mia started riding her bike. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, all it takes, and you don't have to be going very fast, is for you to fall and hit your head on the curb. Brain matter can start leaking out. I don't even know, first of all, if this is factual. I don't care. I'm taking it to the next level in an attempt to, I don't know, traumatize her into... The point is, I want the helmet on.
Yeah.
And I don't really care what it takes. But there is also some truth in it. I mean, I'm not just going to end it with, I told you so. You know, when she's like, why?
When the brain matter's coming out. Yeah, probably not a good time for
that. No, I didn't mean that. What I meant was...
When were you going to use the I told you so?
I didn't mean to say I told you. What I meant to say was, I'm not going to use the because I said so.
Because
when they
I
come back
so.
With, why do I have to do this? Because I said so. I don't like that. We've talked about that before. So I'm going to tell you why it's necessary to wear your seatbelt or wear your helmet or not play with fire.
Yeah.
The kids, they were talking about fire, worry. Had some matches in his hand, and so I proceeded to tell them about the pediatric burn unit.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I go.
Toss a little gasoline at him.
You know,
making your point.
So far, we have. I don't want to criticize anyone's parenting, but so far, your son has had matches in his hands. There's people unbuckled in the back. See, there's a lot of having to scare them straight that maybe could have been, I don't know, avoided with just some simple care.
The point is, I'm not always going to be there.
I don't want to.
That
judge.
Is my parenting style.
Yes, I understand.
That I'm not always going to
be there. When the 4-year-old has matches,
and so I need him to just not use the matches. Like, what if he got them and I wasn't around?
Right,
is my point. I need him to have some sense and some understanding. Same thing with me. I'm not always in the car that she is in. I need her with her own good sense to put a seatbelt on.
So you go with the scared straight method.
I go with scared straight.
A horrific scene.
Let's go watch some YouTube videos, kids.
We haven't gone to that extreme yet. I haven't
seen this last episode of The Sopranos.
This is how I feel about it.
When the car rolls over his head.
Oh, gosh.
That's why you wear a helmet. Boy.
We haven't gone to YouTube videos.
No.
Maybe in another few years.
Yeah.
A few years older, then we'll go to actual videos instead of just my my words.
Right, this is the first step. I understand.
So it's not going to work for another few years.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I still catch her without her helmet on. It's upsetting. Rory, at least. You know, Mom, I need my helmet. He's just walking outside and he puts his helmet on.
So are you looking for vindication here that other
yes,
parents
when was
do
the last time you used scared straight to motivate the kids to do or not do something?
Right. What was the story?
Yeah, 280-1025.
Tell us about when you brought home a crash test dummy.
It's obviously popular. I mean, they do it around prom time.
Right.
Don't you always see the car out in front of the high school?
Yeah.
You know, they must know it's effective.
Look, Mia, that could be you.
Wear your seatbelt.
280-1025.
You're saying I'm taking it too far? Is that what you're telling me?
No, just thinking out loud. Stephanie, so what's going on? What are you doing?
Well, I have a daughter, and we've been letting her watch Cops and, like, Locked Up shows with us, and she's probably about 2, because we want her to know just how bad this is going to be if she makes bad choices and goes to jail.
Right. Yes.
Right. Never too young, you know?
No. Yeah. And last spring break, we went to Alcatraz, and we looked at her. She did the whole tour, and we asked her, do you want to be in that cell? She has no desire.
You never start too effective. Early with prison fear.
No, you can't.
Now, because she's so young, though, wonder if you had put an iPad in the cell. Do you think she would have been more drawn to the cell?
I don't know, but we told her there's no electronics.
No electronics, yes.
Okay.
The electronics are gateway to prison, by the way.
All right.
Yes.
Stephanie believes you're never too young to learn about prison.
Good.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Stephanie. Take care.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.